Hi, everybody. It is Friday, October 2nd, 2020. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, working all the time with our good friends at the K-12 Equity Consortium, the American Consortium for Equity in Education. Happens to be us, and that's at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org, and we invite you to join. It's all free over at ace-ed.org. We want your voice heard out there on equity. All right, and we're doing good stuff over there, including publishing a wonderful magazine called Equity and Access, which is an online journal available at ace-ed.org. And you can access everything we're doing here on the podcasts at that same website. There's a big icon for Education Talk Radio Podcast. We want people to know that we're the same company. So you can check it all out, the Education Talk Radio Podcast at ace-ed.org. Please, please, please join our consortium, free to all pre-K-12 educators of any level, okay? We want to hear from you. We have a wonderful show today with good friends, and this is a very unique show that we're going to be doing today. We're going to be talking about the This Is Our Chance Film Festival, which is a video, a web-based film festival that's going to be starting on October 13th to the 19th. It's going to be really good. I think I have those dates right. I may be wrong. I'm going to ask my guests. Let me go back over there to Jill and Jay. Jill Akers-Clayton from Fielding International and Jay Fielding also from Fielding International. You guys there, Jill?
We all are. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, except for this cold, which you could probably hear in my voice, which seems to never want to go away.
Boy,
Kara,
hi, Jay.
Hey, it's one of those things you have to live with, and you live in Maine, right?
That's exactly right. This is the price you pay.
Hopefully your wife will be able to join us for our roller derby tournament. Hopefully she's recovering and doing well.
She is, and she just got out of the hospital yesterday, hip surgery, okay, and she's doing just fine, okay, so thank you guys for asking, because we were originally going to do the show yesterday on Thursday, but with her, they weren't sure which day they were going to let her out of the hospital. Turned out to be yesterday, so it worked out perfectly that we are doing it on Friday rather than Thursday, and thank you guys for making that change, okay, thank you, I appreciate that. Okay. Hey, I'll ask Jay. Jay, you're good at this. Tell everybody what Fielding International does. And that's just do that, and then I'm going to ask Jill something.
Sure. Well, I just want to clarify, Randy has not adopted me. It's Jay Littman, not Jay Fielding. So
did I say Jay Fielding? Did
like
I say that? Did I say that?
Yes, that's okay. That's okay. I live to correct.
You're doing a good job. Jay, my good friend Jay Littman, everybody from Fielding International, or is it Jay Fielding from Littman International? Perhaps we're starting a trend. Who knows? Jay Littman. You know.
Yeah. So we are unique in the realm of architecture firms because we are an education firm has architects, educators, planners, designers, all with one goal in mind. Which is to design schools where children thrive. And to do that, we start with the child. We don't start with a preconceived architectural notion and then stuff education in it. We start with a strong concept of what 21st century education needs to be as a vision with the child wrapped around that, and we design the school and the grounds from there. And we have five offices, four in the U.S. and one in Singapore. So we are a global firm. We've worked in over 50 countries. Jill is one of our senior educators. She works with us hand in hand when we design schools, which is a rarity in this business.
And I want you both to know that on Monday at 10:30, the people who introduced me to you, our friends from the Norvin Nival Furniture Company, will be doing a show about the work they're doing in Cranston, Rhode Island, which you guys helped design with a woman named Chloe Savigny, who's their principal over there.
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah.
So that's going to be at 10:30 on Monday.
Yep. And to plug Norvin Nival, their furniture has been revolutionary there, and that school is now considered by the Department of Education in Rhode Island one of the exemplar schools that everyone is visiting in the state, because it changes the conversation 100%.
Yeah, I mean,
go
ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think what makes us different, that's really made a huge difference in Cranston, is they've committed to teacher training and leadership development. I've worked with that principal and their teachers for over a year now on reimagining their curriculum, introducing project-based learning, and in alignment with their new environment. But we're excited to hear what Courtney, the principal, and Norman Nival have to share on Monday. We're really proud of them.
And I'll make sure that you get a link to the show as soon as I get it all lined up here.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's going to be good.
Awesome.
So is this show we're doing today. And by the way, we're going to talk today about the This Is Our Chance Film Festival, everybody, which is, well, it's all about, okay, schools and learning and social justice and racism and all that sort of stuff. All right, and it's going to be starts on October 6th. I said the 13th before. There are things going to happen on the 13th, but it begins on the 6th, okay? And it's at ourchance.com, which now we're talking about this film festival, about social justice, about racism, all about learning and education. And the reason I asked Jay to tell everybody what Fielding International does, well, you guys are an architectural firm. And while you basically design schools and school buildings and interior facilities and all that, okay, this is a film festival. So now I want to swing to the real brains behind the operation, Jill, okay? And Jill, are you there, Jill? Jill?
I am. I'm not to laugh. So I am one of many volunteers that are the brains behind this amazing film festival. And so a group of us who, you know, at Fielding International, we are dedicated and committed to designing learning environments where all children thrive. And we've partnered with other organizations who have a commitment to ensuring the success and access and equity for others, such as Education Reimagined, 100 Ed Organization, One Stone, Embark, MICA, Next Generation Learning Challenges, and X2 Schools. And we know that there's a strong desire in the U.S. and around the world to share a new story about social justice and learning in school, and knowing that kids are capable of accomplishing a lot more than we give them credit for. And when we see what they're capable of doing, it really provides us hope. And through this curated set of films, and what the film festival represents is really about recognizing the power of young people and their ability through these twin pandemics to really help us as a society overcome racial oppression.
Yeah.
So we've come together with educators and families and communities to really rethink and remake school from the inside out, beyond conventional education, because we know through COVID-19 that conventional education has been flipped over on its side. And it's time to rebuild this and be inspired through these stories. And these films are the inspiration we need to really think about and reimagine the systemic racial oppression and through COVID.
Absolutely, and your point is well taken. You know, COVID is terrible. It's killed a lot of people. It's made a lot of people just sick. That's bad enough, but it's killed like 208,000 people already. It's terrible when you think about these numbers, all right? And for all the bad it is, and it's the old line from you get lemons, you make lemonade, okay? It allowed us to peel back the layers and see what was wrong, et cetera. And it creates, and I know this sounds nuts, but I think we all agree, it creates an opportunity, okay? Sometimes opportunity is forced upon us, okay? And I'm reminded of Britain, England after the war, they had no health care system left, all right, in England after World War II. And so they created their National Health Care Service, which everybody swears by today. Okay, and so from the chaos comes opportunity. Okay, we got to make sure something good comes out of this. And I just want to go over this. There's actually two parts. I think there's just two to this Film Festival. And again, it's our-chance.com. It's free, right? It's free, right, Jill?
Yeah, 100% free. Yeah. It's 3 weeks, so there's three parts.
Three, okay.
Festival, and absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and actually I just had to scroll down. I was concentrating on something, which I'll explain in just a second. The week of October. Well, do you want to do this, Jill, or do you want me to do it? I can just go over quickly what's going to be on these documentaries.
If you start, and I'll just chime in if you want.
Okay, well, let me just run down the quick one. October 6th to the 12th is Confronting Our History. And I wanted to make a point. They're saying here our schools mirror our culture. Systemic racism is in the U.S. We can't reimagine school without addressing the systemic racism. And the films that they're showing are not lightweight. All right? And one of them, I just want to mention this point, is from Ava DuVernay, the wonderful director who was the director of Selma, that movie. Okay? She's big time. All right? She's big time. And she's one of them that's going to be here on this one of the documentaries on October 7th. This is really good stuff. Do you want to talk about that first week? Jay, Jill, I'll let either of you go.
Well, I mean, I can say what I know. Jill's really helping run the show, but having grown up with film around me and having my best friend be a well-known documentary filmmaker, you can never underscore the power of films and the information and communication they put out is highly focused. All these films are highly focused on key issues that too many of us ignore. And, you know, one other thing I'll say, which is building on what you just said, Larry, is that you can't underscore the sort of tectonic shift that COVID has exposed.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, it's racism, it's innovation, it's the way our medical system works. And in this case, it's the fact that, you know, the whole idea of race has always been brought up in the progressive end of all of our discussions about school and education, with most of the progressive forces not being very diverse. It's usually being in a white academicians who talk about this. And so what we're trying to do here, this film festival is trying to, you know, bring in much more diversity into our conversation, because like it says, this is our chance to make an enormous change in the 20th century, in the 21st century evolution of schools. And it's got to go forward in a much more diverse atmosphere than it has been in the past. And I'll turn that to Jill to keep going.
Jill?
Absolutely. We have to really think about how we can begin dismantling this systemic racism and thinking about the equitable future for our education. And so, for example, our feature film is Black Boys, and it really illuminates what it means to be born as a Black male in America and how we start to gain insight around Black identity and opportunity. And along with our feature films, including 13th by Ava DuVernay, Teach Us All, we also provide a series of shorts for the week. We want to give everyone an entry point into this work. And so we have shorts to share with your peers. We have social studies teachers who are signed up to do watch parties with their students. But I think what's really excellent is that for each week, we've actually provided conversation guides and resources, because we know our backgrounds and our upbringing and all of our lived experiences help us engage with these topics in racism. So conversations can feel uncomfortable, and we need to feel brave enough and courageous enough to explore these beliefs and our reactions. And putting ourselves in these uncomfortable agreements means that we have to really, uncomfortable conversations means we have to set up agreements. So we've provided conversation agreements. Living Room Conversations has supported us with that. So we've created discussion guides that allow communities and parents and families to connect together, to explore these conversations, and then how they can commit to really dismantling this systemic education. And that, in the first week, is really about confronting our history.
Yep.
And then we want to start to dig into, what is compulsory education and conventional schooling? We know it hasn't changed since the late 1700s, So
you're right.
What are some key values that perpetuate these long-standing assumptions that the way that we've designed school is appropriate and correct? Because we want to have broader conversation about who has power, who has access, and why don't kids have the power to decide their own opportunities? And
sure.
So our feature films like Most Likely to Succeed and American Promise, we have reschooling and centering context in the text for our shorts, because week two is really about let's examine school through the personal experiences of young people and then connect and explore and commit to ways that we can contribute to creating more equitable educational environments.
Absolutely. And by the way, I want to say something. That week of October 13th, the Examining School Week, and again, registration is free. Just go over to our-chance.com. Okay, big icon says register. It's free. And I just want to say something.
Yep.
October 13th to the 19th, they're going to have available to you Sir Ken Robinson's famous TED Talk. Do schools kill creativity? And I just want to – I couldn't let that pass without saying that he died about 2 weeks ago, okay?
Oh, no.
And
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, he died.
Did you know that,
Jay? Yeah, but he even made the New York Times, and he died of this is a good, great legacy because it's the most watched TED Talk that there is, okay?
Yes.
Nobody's – he's got the record. And Sir Ken passed away from cancer maybe 3 weeks ago now, something like that. At least that's when I heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. But he was
tragic.
A good man, great man.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the one who changed the entire British system based on what he thought he was in charge of that commission. And from there, he became a global person, you know, such a global thought leader, so well respected. And that's just one of five or six things they're doing on October 13th to the 19th. Remember, it starts on October 6th, okay? But it's really something. And some of these films, I have to say, have been up in many film festivals for big awards, all right? And I say these
Absolutely.
Are not, I don't mean to cheapen this, but these are not student films or stuff like that. These are top flight filmmakers, okay, discussing something. And I have to go back to something you said a few minutes ago. Okay, we were talking about why is there systemic racism. Ken Burns, the great documentarian, always said it best. Okay, he always said no matter what you're talking about, it all comes down to race. And if you look at the documentaries, and he's like this beloved filmmaker here in America, the Civil War and baseball and all of those, it's really always about something with race. Okay, it is built into our system, and if you're on the downside of that, it ain't good. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And it ain't fair. Okay, and we created a school structures way back. You said in the 1700s. I'll be kind to move it up into the 1800s. Okay,
right.
And we created them for a factory, for first a farm system, so we could all have summer off to go harvest. Which is why I waited till October to do the show, because I know Jay wanted to harvest this year over the summer. Right, Jay? You were going home to harvest. Right.
Harvest?
Jay? Yeah, harvest. Yeah,
my
for summer
garden.
Vacation. Yes, harvest. That's why we don't have school in the summer, so people can go harvest stuff. In
oh,
other
go
words,
harvest.
Yeah,
well, tend the crops and then harvest, yeah.
Yes, thank you, yes. And then we created the system further for the factory system. Okay,
yes.
Which was great, and if you were up in Sinclair in 1917, okay, and you read The Jungle, and you can go work at a slaughterhouse. But unfortunately, after the 1960s, that doesn't work anymore. Okay, so we've got to reexamine what we're doing, and we really have to make it. And I'll tell you, some of the school districts, some of the states are really, really trying. Okay, and they're trying to understand exactly where they are, et cetera. But again, this film festival is free. It's one of the sponsors is Fielding International. And you register at our-chance.com. So you got some October 6th, October 13th through the 19th. And then, Jill, you want to go the 20th to the 27th?
Absolutely.
You know that one?
Absolutely. So as we think about our program, we really confront our history, examine schools the second week, but the third week is really about exploring new possibilities. What is it that we can do as we reimagine systemic racism in schools? How do these films and stories inspire youth to actually take and create new opportunities that we know that will shift and alter their perspective on learning in the future? And our goal is really to look at how youth can lead instead of being, you know, token voices and complying. How to enable them to become purposeful and powerful in this opportunity. We are debuting, or not debuting, but showing films like Underwater Dreams and School, which are documentaries about, you know, radically reinventing education by changing the balance of power in schools. And, you know, these epic stories really show examples of schools doing school differently. And we know that in today's day and age, and based on these twin pandemics, it's time to do school differently.
It is.
And our resources and our guides are really giving folks the opportunity to talk about this, converse, and an unlimited space to reimagine what's possible. Because that's
right.
where
and
we're
I,
held
I,
in. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to give you guys a plug. Because part of reimagining school, okay, and Fielding International, again, is a school architecture firm, exterior, and this is the key word for what I'm going to say, interior, okay?
Yep.
Because I know we need good ventilation and all that stuff now. You know, I'm not talking about the COVID side. But the way school looks on the inside, it can't be rows of desks anymore. I think most of us realize that. But there's all kinds of new things that people are doing. We're going to talk about it on Monday that make a difference and bring about, I have to say this, a sense of equity and a sense that I am as good as anyone else. This stuff works. We're teaching all the kids, okay, how to behave with each other, how to learn from each other, and how to work from each other. That doesn't come from sitting in rows. All right. I just want to say that. And, you know, when I know this for a fact, what you guys do at Fielding and other architectural firms, I love them too. I don't work with them. I work with you. But the point is, all right, the things you do are making learning better. They're making learning equal. In fact, they're making learning learning. They're making it available to everybody. Kids react to this stuff. It's that simple. And the new possibilities, etc., are incredibly important. Let me read this. A new future centered on equity that empowers young people is imperative. We'll explore schools currently heeding the call, like we're going to do on Monday here at 10:30, to reimagine learning and get inspired to transform schooling in your own community. Okay, that's October 20th to 27th. I mean, it's that important. Jill, I have to ask you, and Jay, you know I love you, but I'm going to just concentrate a little more on Jill for this one. Okay, Jill, what got you involved in this from the very beginning? Who contacted who? How did it all come about? Do you know, or maybe it is Jay who knows that. I don't know, but I think it's Jill on this one.
One of our other senior learning designers had gotten together with some of our other production team hosts. And so Nathan Strenge brought me in. He's also one of our senior learning designers. And we're working with folks like Monica Snellings over at Education Reimagined, Al Solis over at XQ, one of our student representatives, Genevieve Briggs, Andy Culkins at NGLC. So those folks brought me into this. And because I've been focused on, you know, changing the face of education to make sure it ultimately benefits the kids and not makes it easier for the adults. This was something I was able to really sink my teeth in because my own personal passion is reimagining schools so that students learn how to become problem solvers. And so I'm fortunate enough to be part of an amazing team.
Yeah, you are lucky enough. And I'm so glad you're involved in this because you got us involved in this, and we're doing what we can. Jay, as you look at this, what are your thoughts? Jay Littman?
Well, my thoughts are that, you know, I want to back up and say when COVID started, you know, all of us at Fielding looked around and said, How can we make a difference with all the things we know and the global vision we have? How can we make a difference? And this whole gathering the transformation that Nathan sort of really took the ball and ran with created sort of a global level sort of webinar that we were having every week, bringing in luminary people from all over the world and talking about all the issues. And I think some of this film festival was built out of that. Like, where do we go from here? What are the next things?
Yeah.
What are, you know, it's almost like somebody, COVID is like the hand that is pulling back the deck of cards, and now you see all each individual card going, oh, these are problems. These are another problem. This is another problem. All these problems are being, you know, exposed, like the fact that schools were built for the last 20 years with non-operable windows and literally
yeah.
you can gag inside some of these schools. Or
and
that
was before,
you know,
COVID. That was before COVID.
Yeah, that was before
yeah.
COVID.
Absolutely.
Or some of the idiotic ideas that we've all admittedly had from the 70s on about schools have nothing to do with education, have everything to do with some arcane design idea. And what it was doing was distorting education. And we all started to think, you know, years ago, if we got rid of all the BS and said, what is education? What does it want to be? What would a school look like? And the answer was nothing that's been built now. So that kind of realization
is
also being exposed with COVID.
Yeah,
and of course,
that's interesting.
The other thing was, you know, with all of the terrible, you know, deaths, Breonna Taylor, you know, Floyd, all these other people.
Yeah, racial injustice stuff. Yeah.
Structurally inequitable system, and we need to restructure one that is fair, that empowers youth, and is socially just, and not built on the back of a system that we're trying to recreate.
Yeah, and the 20th century is the past, and at 20 years in away from the 20th century, it is in fact not rhetorical. It is the past, and we're still carrying the garbage of the 20th century. And
yes, we are.
This is our moment where we've had this enormous earthquake, COVID, that is allowing us to really look at all the fissures and say, what can we do? And I think this film festival is one more in many steps that are coming of exploring all this. I mean, another thing that's, you know, beyond structural racism is the structural prejudice of anybody who does not fit in the round hole. Any square peg.
Yep. Oh, right.
It can be
right.
a hearing impairment, sight impairment, mental disability. It could be physical disability.
Ken Burns tried to do. It boils down to the word, and this is why I'm so interested in it and why we have our consortium. Okay. It boils down to the word equity. Okay.
Yep.
And you get
That's right.
I'm not talking equality. I'm talking equity,
equity.
Where you give each student, though those who have may have a physical challenge, I'll use that as an example, okay, or a learning challenge, you give them, or a racial challenge or a gender challenge, whatever you want to say here, you give them what they need to allow them to succeed. The old joke being you don't give them all the same size box to stand on so they can look over the fence, because some of those kids are taller or shorter than each other. You have to give each kid what they need so they all see over the fence equally. Okay? And
so
that's the difference between equity and equality.
That's right. And here's the big thing.
Yes, go ahead, Jay.
I'm going to roll on top of you now because this is so important.
Go ahead.
is, you know, your book, I mean, your periodical about equity is about equity and education. It is the magic piece that makes America what it is. The public school system is where equity, where meritocracy all come together.
That's right.
I mean, I grew up in a very kind of Brooklyn-like part of Philadelphia, Northeast Philadelphia, in the 50s
and 60s.
Yeah, they
had bad schools in Philly. I don't know how anybody could have graduated those schools. And that's right, I did too. I forgot.
Yeah. And I did too. And they were actually in those days, I think 70s on is different. But in that one era, that was the American dream was there, and it's in all the schools in the country. You go to school, everybody eats. Everyone is inoculated. Everyone learns about personal hygiene. Everyone learns about history. Everyone comes out equal, as much as you can possibly think. And that is what makes – that's the power of the American system, is that if you go into a public school, you should be coming out with all equal opportunity,
that's
all
right.
access to materials and tools. And that is what this is all about right now. This is saying the promise started to fade. You know, this whole thing about charter schools, about private schools, let's fund the private school. No. America is about everybody being educated in a democracy. It means that you know, this is the thing about COVID. The kids who can't get their meals now.
How do we reimagine?
Who are normally beginning meals. Yeah, everything has to be reimagined. This film festival is powerful because this is taking another major facet. The built-in racism in even public school systems has to change. And
really,
it has to change from the bottom up with people that are part of this whole diverse population helping direct the change to the future.
Here, here. I
absolutely
agree. And I want to ask you something. Wait a minute. I have a question. The films,
yes, sir.
Okay, which are excellent, by the way. If you go to ourchance.com, our-chance.com, you'll see them all scrolling across. Okay, I better ask this. Who do you want to come to the festival? And let me give an example of what I'm saying. I don't think we want a third grader to watch these because they won't get it. The films are too advanced, perhaps, for them. No offense to third graders. Is this for educators? Is this for kids who are 8th grade enough, 12th grade enough? Who's it for? Because you're talking about reimagining education. These kids are obviously the concerned citizens of the future, if I may. But who do you want to avail themselves of the This Is Our Chance Film Fest? Jill.
Absolutely. We want third graders. Even if those shorts are, you know, maybe the longer films are not appropriate for our third graders, but some of those shorts are. We want educators, families, and entire communities really come together to remake school inside and out of what conventionally exists. So every social studies teacher, math teacher, every parent from every community, not only in the United States but globally, to come together and actually spark and sustain real change through these films. So the developmental appropriateness of the dialogue depends on the conversation. So I would say our kids are not too young, even in the third grade, to really have conversations around their future and transforming a system, because that empowers them to know that they are capable and that their voice matters. And I think
I agree with that. I guess that's not my point. I agree with that. Their voice matters, and B. But I think what I'm asking about is the level of the film. Okay. Will the third grader be able to understand it, you know, and do something about it, you know, that kind of thing? And third, I mean, I picked third grade out of the top of my head, okay? I guess my point is these are top-level films, okay? These are not
absolutely
films for kids per se, okay?
We would not recommend films like 13th for your second and third grader. And so
that's
that
what
really
I mean.
Depends on families and communities to make those decisions for what's developmentally appropriate for kids. We're not saying that all films are designed for all ages. So absolutely you're right, Larry. There are some here that aren't, but we do want
teachers
families
have, to educators have to be careful about their selections. They may want to look it up, but for the educator certainly, and for older kids certainly, it's all just fine. Let me ask you this. If someone, let's take the first week, October 6th to 12th. There's some wonderful films going to be there. But I want to register, but let's say I can't watch them that week. Are they going to be up there forever, or are they just – let's just do the week of the 6th. Are they going to be up next week? Are they going to be up there all week or forever?
They'll be
or
up
how
there
do you know
through
that?
The week. They'll be up there through the week, and I believe the film festival, but they won't be up there forever. Some of these films are on YouTube, but some of our feature films, we're removing that paywall just for the festival itself.
Because I noticed that Ava DuVernay's film called 13th is a Netflix movie. It's Netflix.
Exactly.
Netflix, that type of stuff. Yes, go ahead.
Absolutely. So we'll remove those paywalls for the week that they're
cool
up, because the producers and the directors are part of this process, and so they've joined in to help support these films and providing these films. They're giving free access and providing it during the festival, and then we'll
Got
keep
it.
Up discussion guides and the websites and the shorts will change or stay the same, but the paywall will change for those certain films.
So that's why it's important we register again. Again,
our-chance.
Right.com. Go ahead, Jay. Go.
And Larry, I want to circle back to that question. Who should be watching this?
Yeah.
School board members should be watching this.
Thank you.
School administrators should be watching. Principals.
Yes.
Obviously, teachers.
Yes.
But more importantly, people who have a stake in this future. All the diverse populations that are going to, you know, teaching colleges right now should be looking at this. Anybody who has
That's a great point.
Should be looking at this.
Great point.
I mean, can you imagine all the – I can think of collections of high schools around the country in some of our most diverse and sometimes most impoverished neighborhoods. They should be watching this. Senators should be watching this, you know, because one of the big things that's going to come out of all of this in COVID is a reconstruction of all American schools. And you heard me talk about this before.
Well, yeah,
we
have had deep discussions.
You know, there's going to be public school education reconstruction program that's going to be funded, has to be funded in the trillions of dollars to get this right in America. We're so far behind everybody in the rest of the world.
We have about 6 minutes left, and you had mentioned the fielding. It's called Fielding International, and it's called that for a reason, because you work in schools all over the world, and you mentioned you have an office in Singapore. So, Jay, by the way, I'm sure everybody from all over the world can watch the festival. Obviously, it's going to be on the web.
Sure.
But when you design schools like in Russia, I know you've worked on there. It's obviously Singapore and other countries in Asia. What are they doing that's more up to date, if I can say that? Are they more? Let me ask it more broader. Are they more up to date than we are?
When you get to first off, the international school we did in Kazan, the director of the school was
Russia.
It's a part of the Russian Federation.
What is it, Kazakhstan?
But it's not Russia per se. It's Tatarstan, right? Like Tatarstan, Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
They're all former members.
Wait a minute. Say
it
again.
Union.
Which stand is this? Which one?
This is Tatarstan.
Tatarstan. Thank you.
As in the Tatars. So,
yeah.
And Kazan is a city that is the size of Boston with subways, international airports, you know, beautiful city. That's double the age of Boston, by the way. And so it has incredible, Jill's been there, she's seen it. So what's
absolutely
different?
You're in the center of town and there's a mosque and a synagogue and a church and people are living harmoniously together in ways that you wouldn't imagine Muslims and Jews and Christians could coexist together and thrive together. And that community is fabulous. Yeah,
it's astounding. But go ahead. So
what's different? So what's different is, and this maybe happens more because, you know, we are known as a firm that embraces innovation. And one of the key things that a school system has to have is the embracing of innovation and not, a predisposition to hold on to tradition, because most schools right now are still structured as if we're reading from books, that there's all type and text. There is no computers. There is no fluidity to the world. There's no, you know, electronic transparency to the world. And the fact is there is. And so, you know, teaching has undergone an enormous evolution, and the ideas of teaching have expanded. Agency, creativity, those things are not being celebrated in the American school system. They're still sitting in these antiquated old buildings, and some, unfortunately, are brand new buildings that are still built as old buildings.
Yeah.
You know, my own town has built a school that is an ancient school that was open last year. It's just sad. But that's all over the country. And these
all over the world.
All over the world.
Talking globally, that still exists all over the world. And that's our goal, is to help shift that those spaces.
Right, to change the norm.
You know, it's interesting. I have to throw the analogy. It would be, and this would never happen, if you built a hospital and you built it like they built a hospital in 1950. That would never happen.
Nope.
Okay? If you built an office building, they would build it like it was 1950. Okay? And we can go right down the list. Okay? But when we build a school, okay, well, let's kind of make it with the same kind of way we looked at it in 1950. Hello? Yeah. You know, it's just ridiculous. You're right, gang. This is our chance. We got to do it. Unfortunately, we have to go because I'm going to run out of time, and you know I love talking to you guys. You two are the best.
Well, we love you, Larry. Thank you so much for hosting. This is our chance this week. We really are grateful for your support, and we can find This Is Our Chance information we can access from your website or our-chance.com.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing, and congratulations, guys. Thanks for thinking ahead. Fielding International, you guys are representing them today and sponsoring this. Remember, everybody, they're not an educational, quote, consulting firm. They're an educational architectural consulting firm and architectural firm. Think about that, okay? That's how involved these people are. It's Fielding International. All right, I'm going to leave it at that. Jay, have a good weekend. Jill, have a good weekend.
Too.
And your weekend's going to be 2 hours longer because you live in Colorado. We live in New England.
I know, and we wish your wife speedy recovery, and we hope
Thank you
feel better soon, Larry. Thank you.
I hope so, too.
Hope
thank you both.
Skate soon. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little ways from that, but we're going to see what happens. A roller derby team misses her. And that, by the way, is a joke. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye, Jill. Bye, Jay. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
From Fielding International, everybody, Jay Littman, not Jay Fielding, Jay Littman, okay, my good buddy, and my equally good buddy, Jill Akers Clayton, okay, and she's an ex-teacher who works at the architectural firm as they design schools. This is how deep they are into this. It's really cool stuff. Fielding International, check it out. And they have some beautiful stuff in our issue of the magazine over at ace-ed.org. They're always contributing to us, looking at equity through an architectural point of view. Okay, in education. It's really cool. All right, great stuff. And this is Our Chance Film Festival, our-chance.com. Okay, we're going to archive over at our equity website, all right, which is ace-ed.org. Please join with us in this fight for equity. It's our consortium. Come with us, okay? We want you to be there and enjoy our magazine. It's all over there, all free to educators at ace-ed.org. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Have a nice weekend. Thanks for listening.